Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you so much for your time. As always, obviously next week, very important week, NAIDOC week. There's lots of events going on, including a flag-raising ceremony on Monday.
Yes, that's correct. And there's a few preliminary events that have just been kicking off. It starts officially on Sunday. Last night I was up at Dudley House opening the Noldorong Art Exhibition, which is fantastic. Local Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists, which is worth getting along to see. And then today at the Bendigo and District Aboriginal Cooperative, they're having a flag raising and smoking ceremony that I'm just about to head off to. But yes, we've got Monday morning, we've got a flag raising in the Library Gardens and a smoking ceremony there. And that's going to be streamed on our Facebook page as well for people. So that's always a wonderful event, and I'm certainly looking forward to participating this year in my capacity as mayor, because I've been to all of them. And yeah, that's always fantastic. But it kicks off a whole week of events. And as I said, there's some preliminary events. Tomorrow, there's the Morong Football Netball Club Morong versus the YCW Indigenous Round Match out at Morong. That's something people might like to get along to. And that game commences at 10:30, and so that will have also a welcome to country and smoking ceremony, and then the senior football match and the A-grade netball game are at 2 o'clock. So that's something that people might be really interested in. And then also there's a range of other activities, but also there's something out at La Trobe. There's a few things at La Trobe Uni. They're doing cultural sharing days and tree planting, and because the theme is healing country, you see, and so then they're doing some other types of workshops around ochre painting and other coil weaving, all sorts of interesting things. And I'll be heading off to surf and see some films there at the end of the week. So it's a jam-packed agenda, and it's just so great to celebrate how we can embrace our First Nations cultural knowledge and how they understand country during this week particularly.
City of Greater Bendigo Mayor Councillor Jennifer Alden joins us this afternoon on the home stretch. The city is to undertake flooding solution project for Central Bendigo. Can you explain this one?
Yeah, we've had a range of these in different areas. I think the most recent one was out at Heathcote, and that people remember that was done earlier this year. And we've done other studies, obviously, to the north and the south of the Greater Bendigo. But this one's around the city centre area, and part of Central Bendigo is prone to flooding after major rainfalls, and we know that, you know, the frequency and the extent of that flooding is going to probably increase in future with climate change. And we're just wanting again to draw on local knowledge and people's understanding of what they know about the place. Excuse me. And so we're asking people to participate in this study. We've got a range of things that people can do. They can hop onto the website and have do a survey. They can come to community discussions. There's going to be pop-up sessions. And you can actually look at the areas that are prone to flooding on the flood map online. So there's if you pop onto the city's website, and it's also on our Facebook page, you'll find that information. There's going to be a couple of community sessions. One's going to be on August the 10th. Up at the Capitol that people will have to register for. And then this one's going to be by Zoom on August the 17th. But we found previously, you know, you hear interesting stories and experiences from past floods, and people sometimes have photo records and just that historic knowledge that, you know, you can only capture from people who have lived through those experiences sometimes. So this is the focus for Central Bendigo at the moment.
Awaken, a fantastic event at Roslyn Park. I'm looking forward to going tomorrow night at the 7 o'clock session, I think it is. How are the numbers going? Because I've noticed as I drive past when I leave here of an evening that there's quite a queue waiting to go in. And how are the numbers going? And, you know, tell us a little bit more about it, because based on the temperature tomorrow, I think it's going to be about minus four by the time we get to go through it. But it's still going to be a whole lot of fun. And how's it all going?
Yeah, well, you have to wear your winter woolies, Daniel.
Have to find them.
It's going fantastically. And obviously the combination of the school holidays, which was the aim of it with the timing, has attracted people from regional Victoria and from Melbourne. We've had 45,000 tickets booked so far, and it runs through to July the 17th, but it's actually sold out through to July the 11th. So if people are going to go, I mean, it's free, but you do have to book because it's a it's a gated and ticketed event with COVID. But you better get your skates on. So, you know, each night it's on Sunday to Thursday. It's open from 6 till 10. And then Friday and Saturday it's 7 till 11. So you can, you know, there's 2,000 or 3,000 people coming through each of those times.
Yep.
But you know, don't everybody arrive at 6 or 7. Maybe space it. It only takes 40 minutes sort of theoretically to get through. So if you want to prevent any log jam, probably give it a little bit of a gap and then come along so that you can avoid that initial any potential for queuing, which I believe has been solved to a large degree. But they do have to check QR codes because it's a gated event. So these things bring out our opportunity to be patient, don't they?
Well, true. And I think tomorrow is going to be interesting if it's going to be cold and the like, whether people are quite keen to venture out. I'm certainly going to be doing it regardless. I think I drive past every night and you just see the beautiful colours from Pall Mall there. And, you know, you're just like, oh, I wonder what it's going to be like. We've seen, obviously, photos on social media that the council have put up, but it is. Are you surprised by the numbers there? You mentioned about 45,000 people. Are you happy with those numbers?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I mean, I was out last night driving past going home from the art exhibition, actually. And, there was people everywhere. And a great way of it activating the city centre. Mm. There's people all over Pall Mall and up View Street, etc. And that was around 7. I was a bit surprised, but given that the thinking that went into it with the company doing this type of event, it is different. It's exciting. It gives people a chance to get out, and particularly the school holidays. People have been cooped up, you know, for some time. So, you know, they want to get out and about and do things. And this has been a great offer from the City of Bendigo to organise this. So we're so pleased. It's great to see it being so successful.
And just finally, Mayor, this is a question without notice. Would you mind just having a chat with your colleagues, Terry Karen Maloudis and maybe Craig Neiman and some of the councillors? We need to get the AFL at QEO. Because they're screaming out for venues, and I think we've got a pretty good one here at the QEO. So can we do something to try and get an AFL game here in Bendigo?
We've got a great reputation for hosting these large events, and we've hosted two very successful AFL NAB Cup games in recent years. They were really well attended. We have let the AFL know we're ready and willing to host if needed. But, it's a bit of a long shot. You know, there'd have to be a lot of lead time, and, they have to organise outdoor broadcast and transport and all those sorts of things. They've just released the fixture for this weekend, of course, and they're going to have two games at the MCG. So that shows a bit about what they're thinking. But it's not just about the footy. We're aware that, the Suncorp Super Netball teams have also relocated to Victoria.
Yep.
So we've got Bendigo Stadium, our world-class stadium, that's already hosted a netball match for premiership points. So we've also let the Super Netball organisers know that we'd love to again host netball games and that our community would be right behind this, I believe.
I think so. And based on the fact that I was talking about it yesterday, the overwhelming response, Mayor, was yes, 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 make it happen.
Yes, I know there's constraints with the QEO with numbers, but, we're giving it a go and we've put our hat in the ring.
Oh, well, that's some good news there. City Greater Bendigo Mayor Councillor Jennifer Oldham, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
No worries, Daniel. Have a good weekend and enjoy Awaken.
Thank you very much. There it is, Gold Central Victoria. Let's see if we can get an AFL game here in Bendigo.